Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Random Bush. I'm so glad you got here. For some reason, I have a horrible mouth, and I say horrible, awful things, and I'm so terribly ashamed about this. Andrew is a saint, and I feel bad saying these awful, terrible things that I say in front of him, but I do, and I continue to do it. So don't play this loud around children, don't play this loud around old people, and don't play this loud around the uptight. Other than that, sit back and relax for another great episode.
Friends, Andrew Bush here.
Hello, everybody. This is Sean Random.
And you are listening to an extra special, specially special thing that we're calling
Just the Sketches.
And this is going to be just a couple of sketches here from season one that we've put together for you. And it's not really the same sort of thing if you're used to like our episodes where like we talk a little bit and then there's a sketch and then we talk a little bit and then there's a sketch. This is just
the sketches.
Yeah. Just those, as the name implies. So we put these together. Sean produced them, put them together very well. They're good stuff, man. They're good listening. If you don't like the sketches, hey, you know what? Wait a little while because more episodes are going to be coming out. But if you love the sketches, listen to it. I don't like that I did listen. Whatever. It happened now. It already happened. I'm past it.
You can't take it back?
I can't take it back.
But there's editing.
I did It's weird. It was weird. I'm going to keep going.
Oh, do you mean once you you didn't?
Once I it's too fast.
Okay, gotcha.
It's over. Guys, enjoy this.
Try to ignore that Andrew lalalaed you. We're sorry about that.
It was weird. Hey, enjoy this Just the Sketches episode. Where's my car? No, this is where I parked. Where's my car?
Random Comedy proudly presents the five stages of grief when one loses their car. The first stage of grief over losing your car is denial.
Where's my car? I could have sworn I parked it right here. This is 4B. No, this is where I parked. My car should be here somewhere. Where's my car?
The second stage of grief over losing your car is anger.
Where the fuck is my car? I could have sworn I parked. It was right here. Come on. I'm beeping the thing. I don't hear it anywhere. Where is it? Where could you be, you stupid car? Cars don't just go up and disappear out of nowhere. Cars are right here where you leave them when you park there. Come on, where's my car? My car was right here. I could have sworn I left it right here. This is such bullshit.
The third stage of grief over losing your car is depression.
It's so hot. I miss my car. It had a nice air condition. I want to go home. I don't want to be in this parking lot anymore. I just want my car. Where is the car? Where's the car? Where's the car? Where's the car?
The fourth stage of grief over losing your car is bargaining.
God, it's me. If you're there, could you help me find my car, please? I'll drive my car to church if you just help me find it. Can't drive a car to church if I don't have a car. No, I won't. Please, though, come on, somebody. Has anyone seen my car? Hey, have you guys seen my car? It's a silver Honda. I'll give you like $5 if you've seen one. No?
The fifth stage of grief over losing your car is acceptance.
Oh, that's right. I don't have a car. I took the bus here. Well, I should, walk to the bus stop. Oops.
This has been the five stages of grief when one loses their car.
Wait, no, time out, please, huh. looks like we have a foul on the field.
No, Jim, it looks like a player has called a timeout. What's going on down there?
It appears that Amber is having an issue. It's not clear as to... Wait a minute. Oh, here we go. Looks like the referee is about to make the call.
Time called on the play. Number 43 received a feather to the eye. Act of God. No penalty. Reset.
It appears that local favorite Amber Rose has taken a feather to the eye.
As you know, I have long since been an advocate for alternative pillow stuffing solutions. I understand you're a traditionalist, feathered down type of player, but how many great players need to be taken out of the game before we look at this issue rationally?
Alternate stuffing simply doesn't pack the punch as feather down does. I'm not a staunch traditionalist. It's just that the alternatives aren't up to snuff.
We are doing some interesting things with damp wool.
We are not rehashing the wet wool argument. Oh, it looks like they are getting ready to reset.
As a quick review, while the athletes set to start, the local team is up 3. But the visiting champions are well known to bring their A game in the fourth quarter. With only 2.5 minutes left in the bottom of the third, this could still be anybody's game.
Okay, ladies to your corner posts. Let's keep this a clean fight. You may begin jumping in the bed.
The girls are now jumping on the bed, and the pillows are swinging. So
let's pillow fight!
Well, that's what's going down at the local Manco Stadium Center. The International Pillow Fighting Championship Round Robin will be taking place every night for the rest of this week, all building up towards the big event, the Grand National Golden Pillow King of the Mountain Slamdown, taking place this following weekend. Tickets are still available. And that's all for sports this week. Back to you, Tom.
Who am I? Where am I? Why am I? When am I supposed to put any of this together? I mean,
come on.
Hello?
Someone please help.
I think I'm on. I think I'm on drugs.
Welcome to Galactic Empire Voicemail. You have 617 new messages. Received Friday at 4:22. Message from deleted. Received Friday at 4:23. Message from
hello, this is your mother.
Playing.
Oh, you're just so busy with all your intergalactic work that you don't have time to call your mother? Really? I think you should call me a little bit more often. Look at everything I've always done for you.
Deleted. Received Friday at 4:24. Message from playing. Received Friday at 4:25. Message from
hey man.
Playing.
Everyone got a severance package. Hell yeah. This is the party you're looking for, man. Get down here. See you later, bro.
Message deleted. Received Friday at 4:27. Message from
hello, this is your mother.
Playing.
Were you on Alderaan again? I told you not to go there all the time. I don't like those sand people, if you can call them people.
Message deleted. Message from phone number 840-352-2790-6850-2938-27-39953. Playing.
Hi, this message is for Dave Hansen, accounts receivable at Imperial Death Star Management. This is Gary from Galactic Underwriters. We spoke last week. So, anyway, I've reviewed the claim for your exploded Death Star. Just to confirm, that's license plate DRK-S1D3. Now, unfortunately, we have to deny the claim because the insurance lapsed. Yeah, the last payment was back in October with a check from this First Bank of Alderaan. So, I'm sorry. We aren't able to help you at this time, but please feel free to call our sales department if you decide to insure any other Death Stars. I know we have a great rate on speeder bikes now, too. Just ask for our promotion code.
Message deleted. Received Friday at 4:28. Message from... Message deleted. Received Friday at 4:29. Message from...
Hello, this is your mother.
Playing.
Pick up the phone and call your mother.
Message deleted. Received Friday at 4:20.
Another great product from Manco.
Manco, we make products for real men.
Manco.
Hey there, sissy boy. Yeah, you. Eating that soup with a spoon. Want to step out from behind your wife's skirt and eat your soup like a man? Like God intended? First off, it's called stew, or chili. And secondly, you're gonna need Manco's newest innovation in food-to-mouth technology. You need the mouth shovel. The mouth shovel's 100% stainless steel, casts a full metal single tong dipped in latex rubber. Just like Daddy's tools were. Well, they never let you down, did they? No. Neither will the mouth shovel from Manco. The only food delivery system I trust to which our man-sized portion makes the rough journey to my man-sized appetite.
Isn't that just a spoon?
Spoon? What? I think you mean my little sister's mouth shovel. You can't possibly be referencing this durability built double-reinforced handheld dump truck of a tool known as the mouth shovel as a mere spoon. This beast would likely break your wrist just from trying to hold its majesty.
Coming soon from Manco, the hand trident and the food sword.
Another great product from Manco.
Make products for real men.
Manco!
ID, please. ID, please.
Here you go.
Oh, okay. October 95. Carry the one. Yeah, you're good.
Yes, I'm here for the free wellness assessment. My bad.
Ah, first time patient. FTP! What the? You can go right in.
What the?
You are welcome to the healing comfort of the Totally Professional Wellness Center, Prop 420 compliant, How may I heal you, dude?
Yes, I'm here for the free wellness assessment. My
bad. Hell yeah! First time patient! Okay, dude. It's 2-for-1 on all edibles. $5 off every 5-gram eights. 33% off every ounce. And with every donation of $100, double the tax.
I don't know what a 5-gram eighth is, and double the tax isn't really a deal, but I have a serious...
Here, smell this.
Okay.
That's Napoleon Royalty OG Kush.
Yes, pungent. But will this relieve my severe back pain?
To answer your question, totally, bro. You will be acutely aware of your back pain. But, dude, just pop an oxy when you have back pain.
But that's what I'm trying to avoid.
You smell this.
Okay, but...
That's sour, Swedish, deep.
Wow.
Totally.
But I hear some of this stuff gives people extreme paranoia and anxiety. Is this one of them?
Well, if that happens, just take a Zanny and keep smoking. Hey, I got you on a Zanny.
What does that have to do with wellness?
You smell this.
What the fuck? That smells like actual fecal.
Oh, shit. Wrong jar.
What the fuck?
I'm joking, my dude. This is way out of your league, bro. That's presidential weed. Clearly you can't handle that. Here, smell this.
I'm not smelling any more jars. I come here for the wellness assessment, and you don't seem qualified to do that. I'm leaving.
Okay, well, for us to buzz you out of the building, you have to make a purchase. It's part of the free wellness assessment.
What? That isn't free? Can I see your manager?
I am the manager and owner of the Totally Professional Wellness Center, dude. Everything is 420 compliant, my guy.
Whoa, whoa, easy, buddy. No guns. None of that.
You think you can come in here and smell the air out of all my jars and not make a purchase?
But free wellness!
Bruh, that's not copacetic. Not cool, bro. Not cool at all.
Calm down. Put the gum down. What is the cheapest thing you got here?
Our $3 NFK Tasty Yum Yum Lollipop.
What's NFK?
Not for kids. Or your pets.
Oh, kind of catchy. I'll take one lollipop.
They're 2-for-1.
Okay, man, sorry. Let me get 2 lollipops, and you know what? Fuck it. Let me get the 5-gram eighth of the one that actually smells like shit.
Ah, the literal dookie nugs. Excellent choice. Okay, 40 minus the 5 plus 3 and 2-for-1, but carry the 1. That'll be $43.50.
You and the guard must have gone to the same elementary school.
Out of 50? Oh, sorry, dude. We don't do change here. But you can write us a positive online review, yeah?
Let me out!
Porn star fun facts. The 18th president, Ulysses S. Grant, was a never nude. Grant prided himself on nobody ever having seen him naked since he was little. A biographer of Grant's once said that he had a girl's primness of manner and modesty of conduct. Oh, burn.
Our 36th president, Lyndon B. Johnson, was always jealous of the attention that his predecessor, Kennedy, got for his sexual escapades. Lyndon took great pride in his penis, naming it Jumbo. Johnson was never shy about waving his junk around and telling anyone who would listen that he had more women by accident than Kennedy had on purpose. Wish I met Lyndon in my lifetime.
Former President Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president, is a namesake for the sexologist's term, the Coolidge Effect. What is the Coolidge Effect? The sensation of men becoming aroused by the idea of a presence of a new female, i.e. the Coolidges would have to have a strange girl in the room not participating just for a good old Calvin to get the engine running. Also, it is well known that he loved having Vaseline rubbed on his head during breakfast, yet no one knows why.
our 35th president, John F. Kennedy's sexual exploits are well known within American political mythology. What is not often focused on is that he wasn't as much of an amorous scamp as is made out to be. Moreover, he had a very serious physical addiction to sex. He once told British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan that if he went too long without sex, he'd get severe headaches. And I claim severe headaches to get out of sex.
The 29th president, Warren G. Harding, reveals that he named his penis Jerry. In a letter to his mistress, he stated, "Do you recall Jerry? He told me to say that you are the best and darlingest in the world. And if he could have but one wish, it would be to be held in your darling embrace and be thrilled by your pink lips that convey the surpassing rapture of human touch and the unspeakable joy of love's surpassing embrace. I wouldn't mind a little Jerry."
Our 6th president, John Quincy Adams, had a habit of taking female reporters skinny dipping in the Potomac, at least until one used the event as blackmail over him. You go, girl.
Former President Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president. Married Frances Folsom, his former law partner's 21-year-old daughter. The thing is, he was also her ward since she was 11 after her parents died. He paid for her schooling, doted on her, and bought her everything she needed. Throughout her life, Cleveland would send her flowers and say, in his own words, "I'm waiting for my bride to grow up."
Our 41st president, George H.W. Bush, prior to being president, was Ronald Reagan's vice president and the head of the CIA. Between 1988 and 1991, it is well documented that there were male and female prostitutes being snuck in and out of the White House under his watch. It is naive to think he wouldn't be aware of something of that magnitude.
According to Robert Gene Baker, a lifelong White House staffer, both President Ford and JFK were seduced by suspected spy Ellen Rotmesch, the wife of a West German army officer. J. Edgar Hoover, head of the CIA at the time, recorded her hookups with Ford while he was on the Warren Commission for use in a later blackmailing scandal.
Our 32nd president, Franklin D. Roosevelt's mother, clothed him in dresses until he was 5 years old. Though later in life, he was once spotted wearing a skirt and a hat trimmed with a marabou feather and wearing a wig of shoulder-length hair. And he was fabulous.
Warren G. Harding supposedly made love to a young girl, Nan Britton, on a regular basis in a White House closet. Secret Service agents reportedly had to stop his wife from beating down the closet doors on several occasions.
Our 20th president, James A. Garfield, according to his biography, he hated his sexual urges. Garfield was consumed by lust and sexual temptation. He agonized over his thoughts and punished himself emotionally each time he indulged in his sexual needs. Just imagine what he would have done to himself if he had access to the internet. I like fun facts.
Me too, presidents are fun.
Facts!
That's right, Slow, steady breathing, come on. Push. Push just a little bit more. You almost got it. Yes, there you go. You almost got it. Oh my goodness. Well, Doc, what is it? Is it a boy or is it a girl?
It's a bush. It's a random bush.
Well, hi there, friends in podcast land. Andrew Bush here from the Random Bush Show. Hey, just want to take a minute to say that if you enjoyed this podcast, tell everybody you know about it. Tell your mom, your uncle, your grandma, your grandpa, his grandpa, if he's still alive. Hey, he's been living for a really long time. When's he going to cough up that inheritance money, if you know what I'm saying? Anyways, you can find us at The Random Bush on Twitter or at The Random Bush on Instagram. Or if you want to send us an old-fashioned email, you can email us at therandombushpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we hope to be bringing you guys some more fantastic comments. Comments? What am I saying? Some more fantastic content in the upcoming weeks. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
This is a message from the government head office of interior window blinds.
Yes, hello. When the control rod is positioned completely counterclockwork, the sun shining through the blinds will create a dash of light on the floor. When turned completely in the Widdershins direction, the light will then diffuse into dashes on the ceiling. The government's official stance is dashes of light on the floor. Thank you.
This has been a message from the governmental head office of interior window blinds.
Let's take a look at what's happening out there in Fantasyland with our on-the-streets reporter, Captain Lollipop. Captain Lollipop?
Thanks, Tom! Today in Toon News, a hippo lost his marbles. Oh, his marbles he did lose. Well, he oozed in the goo until his lips turned blue. Oh, what should he do? His court date is due on August of 2. Now, switching the news, both the Fluffles and the Flipples are sick with the sniffles. They grow many pimples while eating some shrimples. Oh, what should we do with these hippos and Flipples? I'm giddy with triffles and leery with nipples. And finally, convicted child rapist Patrick Hayes was read his final rites. His execution date is set on the 13th of June. Oh, the 13th of June couldn't come too soon. That's when nasty old Hayes will be in his tomb. Mean old Hayes, when the police went to his house, they found 22 graves, and they were small, like a mouse. Patrick Hayes will die, and hell is his doom. Well, that's all from Fantasyland News. Thanks, Tom. We'll hear from you soon.
Thank you, Captain Lollipop. Fantastically disturbing as ever. When we get back from the commercial, we'll check in on what's going on with traffic in your local area and beyond.
Ah, yes. Once again, we find ourselves at the end of another hilarious episode of The Random Bush. Thank you so much for listening. Guys, seriously, sincerely, as true to earth as I can possibly be, thank you so much for listening. Andrew and I create this show because we want to make you laugh. So, I hope you laughed. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you.